Baseball Show. Chicago's only interactive nightly show focused on Major League Baseball. And for the first time in 12 years, the Cubs and Sox are both in the postseason. On radio, on app, on podcast. Listen to the show your way on ESPN 1000 or the new ESPN Chicago app. Presented by Goose Island Beer Company and sponsored by the Points Bet Sportsbook. The baseball show on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
There you go, 4-1. The White Sox beat the A's in game one of the American League wild card. It's Bleck and Abdallah, the baseball show. We will be joined by Waddle and Sylvie in just a moment, but Abdallah, Lucas Giolito was fantastic. 7 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts, 100 pitches, and a winner for the Chicago White Sox. They go up 1-0 on the A's. They can win the series tomorrow.
Lucas Giolito absolutely dealing through 65 strikes out of his 100 pitches. Like you mentioned, 7 innings. Perfect until Tommy La Stella broke up that no-hitter, that perfect game, really. And then it got a little dicey as maybe Ricky Renteria left him in there one batter a little too long. But ultimately, the result is what you look at. The W, the White Sox win 4-1. They take game one of the wild card series, game two tomorrow with Dallas Keuchel on the mound. And, you know, they're one win away from advancing to the American League Division Series.
312-332-3776. We are here to talk White Sox baseball with you. Your phone calls, what did you think? Did Renteria allow Giolito in for too long? I mean, at a certain point there in the eighth, it's like you're looking at that and you're thinking, okay, maybe Giolito should have came out after the seventh there. I mean, what was the point of going back out? There comes Renteria to just have a conversation, and then he returns back to the mound.
Just wanted to say hello. How's it going? I haven't seen you in a while.
Absolutely. But the bats showed up. Jose Abreu with a home run. Tim Anderson was fantastic. Robert even got a hit today. So your calls at 312-332-3776. We're talking about this White Sox winner with you here on ESPN 1000. And let's welcome in Waddle and Sylvie to the program. Guys, what'd you think of the game? Giolito was awesome.
What's up, boys? I have no issue, and I know he's an easy target with what Ricky Renteria did. Lucas Giolito is their horse. He is their bulldog. He allowed one hit. I said horse, Waddle. He allowed one hit through 7 innings. You let your studs pitch. He allowed him back out there. That was one of the best postseason outings for a White Sox pitcher in a long time. Second all-time in a postseason start in strikeouts. He was getting better as the game was going on. He was getting more swings and misses. I understand he allowed a hit. The manager went out there, asked him, are you okay? And again, you let your best players pitch. And Lucas Giolito has shown you that he is going to be a money pitcher for this team for a long, long time. So I have no issue. I actually have an issue with anyone second-guessing it.
All right.
Because
well,
I think
we'll
it's
get
a pure
into it.
Second guess.
Let's
yes.
get into it. And Waddle, go ahead first, and then I'll go at Sylvie there.
I was just going to say, Ricky had to get his steps in. he went back to the dugout, and then he came back out. He was light on steps. You know how it is. You got to get a certain number of steps in to get your exercise in. Look, I thought it was the quintessential White Sox 2020 White Sox game. You had Lucas Giolito dealing, and you had the guys sending dingers into the stands. I mean, the dinger machine was on. I'm cashing tickets over here.
How many tickets did you cash?
Just one. Well, actually two, because I played the Sox on the money line, but I also had Abreu and I had Tim Anderson on the dinger line. It was, like I said, it was the quintessential 2020 White Sox win where the bats were booming and you got what you needed from the long ball and your ace was an ace and Ricky was needed to get his steps.
Okay, Sylvie, this is why I'm going to go back at you with this because entering the seventh inning, that's when Giolito was still perfect at the time. So before La Stella came to bat, this is now entering the third time through the lineup. And we know how this goes in baseball. Third time through the lineup is always more treacherous. And so La Stella gets a hit, breaks up the no-hitter, breaks up the perfect game. And you can see in that inning, and at the end of the inning, He had 94 pitches. So you're saying he's your horse. You ride him into the ground there. But
Not into the ground.
Sylvie, you're the third time through the lineup. Don't you think at a certain point he's going to start to trail off?
Let me give you the stats. Giolito had just three swings and misses through four innings. This is courtesy of Jason Stark. First four innings, while he was perfect, he had just three swings and misses. So he was doing it with some defense, and he was very, very on target, but he wasn't striking guys out. Then he had 10 swing and misses over the last three innings. In my opinion, he was getting better as the game was going on. I loved his response in the seventh inning. I think a lot of pitchers, once they give up the letdown and the no-hitter in that inning, a lot of times they go into the tank. And I thought Giolito showed you his fortitude. And again, one hit, Chris, he allowed one hit.
Yeah.
If he goes to the bullpen in the eighth and they start giving up hits and dingers the other way, you're going to get the Sox fan calling in and saying, how could you not let our best pitcher pitch?
But let me
ask you this. I'm fine with erring on the side of Giolito.
When you entered the eighth, Canna is he gets walked. And then Renteria comes out. He leaves Giolito in. The next batter, Lamb, a single to right. So you're telling me that Giolito looked like he did the inning before in the eighth?
Well, not with those two, but I stick with him in those two batters.
All right.
He walked the first guy. I think Ricky is an easy target for good reason. I don't think he should be a target there. A lot of managers do this. David Ross goes out all the time and looks at Hendricks and say, hey, can you get me one more? Hey, John Lester, can you get me one more? He went to his best pitcher and he said, you walked a guy. You're at 98 pitches. Can you get me an out here? And he didn't, and he brought in the bullpen.
Right.
And only one run scored, Chris. They went 4-1, and I think the Grandal home run helped a lot with sticking with Giolito as well.
Well, I mean, is the argument that he shouldn't have come out for the eighth? Because I think most people almost unanimously would have said that it was the right decision to come out in the eighth. Are you saying that
I would have taken him out after the walk in the eighth? Yeah.
I think, you know what, I think Giolito has earned the opportunity based on what he's done and maybe based
on
what he
also said. Also his first playoff game too.
That's true. But he didn't seem to be overwhelmed by it.
Right.
Like you could tell he looked like he was overwhelmed when he got the start to open the season a little bit by the moment.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, and I think that during the broadcast they gave you a great story about he and Keuchel went out to dinner, and Keuchel said that Giolito told him before the start to start the season on opening day he was tremendously nervous, but for this one he was very calm. Look, it's no problem him coming out for the eighth. Did he stay in an extra batter? I would have ridden with him as well, and fortunately for Giolito, the Sox, and Ricky, it all worked out well. But
can we say this though, guys? Mm-hmm. Like, instead, I know there's a good debate here, but like this should be a great toast for Lucas Giolito.
Oh, yeah.
Again, like this is a guy who has completely done the 180 in the last couple of years. We've seen the transformation, and then to take it to the next level, going on the road the way the Sox ended the season, going from the two seed to the seven seed, and then going out there like studs do, and what did the cool kid say? He shoved. I mean, man, he shoved again. He's awesome. And Lucas Giolito, this beer's for you.
No,
having a beer? Are you guys having a beer?
I mean, I can find some.
Yeah,
I can find some.
I'm having a drink right
There's
now.
There's probably some beer around here. I could find some. No, I think that the decision to send him back out for the eighth inning was fine. But the problem is, you know, the second that Renteria starts walking out there, you get Sox Twitter everything's in a bunch, if you will, because they're worried about what's going to happen. And this just goes to future moves. You know, like if you make this decision, you're like, okay, I'll give you one more batter. And then you're like, what? Never mind. Come out. And then, so now what's going to happen tomorrow if he needs to make a move? What's going to happen if they move on into the ALDS and he needs to make a move? There's a reason that people harp on him, Sylvie. It's because he's made bad moves. He cost them a game at the end of the season. People have questions
about his
moves. But
you're talking about one batter difference that we disagree on with Lucas freaking Giolito. We're not talking about Rodon. Rodon here.
I don't care who's on the mound. If you want to make a move, this is the playoffs.
Huge
you make
deal.
You I make mean, a move. If you want to make, if you're the manager and you get paid to make these moves, you make the moves. If you didn't feel comfortable putting him out there in the eighth inning, that's your job, is to make that decision. If you wanted to pull him, I know that you go and you're like, hey, can you get me an out? But here, that's when you talk to McCann. That's when you say, how, hey, how's everything looking? His fastball wasn't hitting the, where he wanted to in the beginning of the game, and it started to get better as the game went on. But if he's missing his spots, then you start to take him out. It's a completely different vibe for that game once you allow that first hit.
I would ride with Giolito, and tomorrow I'll ride with Keuchel.
Right, like you give those guys.
I ride with Ricky. I mean, I would ride with those. As a, if I was a diehard Sox fan, I'd be more comfortable in the emotion coming from my accomplished pitchers. And I get it. I mean, athletes, they're like, you know, as I always say, sometimes you have to take the bowl of food away from them because they'll constantly eat. But listen, I think this is one of those moments. I think this is a moment that tension is created because Ricky has done some really questionable things in the past.
Right.
If this was a more accomplished manager who didn't have some of these boom goes the dynamite moments, especially one that was very recent, I think this is probably something that more than likely gets overlooked.
Like Tom, if Dave Roberts, Chris, yeah. Sticks with Kershaw,
uh-huh.
and go through like all the pitchers, this is who this guy is now. Like, you err on the side of Giolito. This isn't Gio. This isn't Rodon. This isn't
other bullpen guy.
This is Lucas Giolito, who allowed one hit heading into the eighth inning, and he walked the guy.
I'm with you on that. But wouldn't the advanced analytic nerds tell us that third time through the lineup is going to be more challenging anyway? Like,
not
no matter
lineup,
who that
A's, those well, A's yeah, swing
that's
pillows.
A, I mean, did that's you guys a, hear on the TV broadcast? Oh, this A's team known for their comebacks. Oh, oh
they've had most comebacks in baseball this year.
It's because of their bullpen. It's not because of their crazy lineup.
Yeah,
but the fact is that they've had more comebacks than any team in baseball this year. That's
all
a fact.
That wasn't one of those crazy facts. Analytical nerds too.
What do you mean analytical nerds? It's a fact. The facts are facts.
I think he's a nerd, guys. Do you guys want to talk to the fans?
Yes.
All right, let's talk to the fans. 312-332-3776. John in Evanston, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, John?
Hey, I'm pretty pumped, man. I saw the White Sox bats come alive today. Anderson and Abreu, of course, they led the way. Their bats were... Abreu with that bomb left center field. Anderson going 3-for-4. You know, 3 home runs. You know, and the bullpen today, no matter what you say, the bullpen came through for them today. Colomé in the ninth inning, I mean, they're one win away from facing probably Houston the way Minnesota melted today in the ninth. So, that, you know, it's interesting. And now after this round, they start playing in a bubble. So that's another new experience for the playoffs coming up.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, John. We appreciate it. You know, in the Sox win today 4-1.
John moved.
But yeah, I was going to say.
That was John in Rolling Meadows.
Yeah,
he totally migrated.
He told me behind the scenes, he told me earlier this year, he's like, I'm going to be moving soon. I'm like, okay, John, good for you.
That was pretty cool, though, for you as a Sox fan, right, Chris? I mean, this team hasn't been to the postseason since 2008. It's been a year where... like, everyone was so excited, and then the season ended on kind of a down note. But you were still going to the postseason. For them to be able to pick it up, and like I said to you, I mean, it felt like mid-season, albeit an abbreviated, weird COVID season. But it felt like a mid-season Sox win, didn't it? With the Dongs flying out and Giolito doing it.
There seemed to be some confidence there, right?
Yeah.
Because Giolito was out there pitching great, like we've seen at certain points in the season. The lineup was hitting, mashing. Grandal with a big home run. Abreu with a big home run. You know, you're right. It is pretty cool because the last week and a half has been trash.
Yeah.
This team has been awful for the last 2 weeks.
We talked about it yesterday that if there was one team that you think could actually flip a switch, you know, because the Cubs have been talking about, oh, well, hopefully we can flip a switch once they get to the playoffs. It's the White Sox. They did put up 8 runs in that last game against the Cubs. They lost, but they still put up 8 runs. So if we thought any team was going to be able to just turn it on once the playoffs start, it was going to be this lineup who's shown up pretty much the entire season.
Especially against lefties.
Let's go to Kevin in Oak Forest. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Kevin?
That was the perfect start from Lucas Giolito. 7 innings, minimal use of the bullpen. But now tomorrow you let Keuchel go 5 or 6, and then you got Crochet for 2, Colomé to finish it off, and we'll see you in the ALDS.
Wow, look at that.
Love it, Kevin.
Tomorrow's such a big day.
The Cratchit Rocket.
The Cratchit Rocket. Tomorrow is a big day with Keuchel because you know, you don't know who you're starting in game three. Like, do you go with Cease? Do you go and go bullpen day? You know, what do you, so like Keuchel's your established veteran who called the shot about winning in the postseason. And I love his game plan for tomorrow.
I don't think you go Cease in the third game.
Who do you go with then? I mean, are you going with another
Dunning
young?
On a short leash?
Are you going with Dunning? Are you going with bullpen game?
I would be very worried about going a bullpen game in
because then you have to trust
in
Ricky
deciding game. Yeah.
Navigate that entire
right.
nine
more
innings.
More decisions.
You might because then if you're going to bullpen game, you're essentially like Chris said. You're it's a Ricky game.
Yeah,
that's
right.
True.
Oh, let's go with David in Huntley. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, David?
Hey guys. I have not been a fan of Ricky all year, especially down the stretch. The last week and a half has been really, really bad and really frustrating. And today, maybe he did leave Lucas in for one batter too many. But I think on the whole, you have to give him props for today. He put an angle out and right, which was not a no-brainer. Came through with a home run. Diaz got the home run. At DH, obviously, you're going to catch McCann with Lucas out there. But I think on the whole, it was a good job by Ricky for, you know, setting the lineup out there and giving Engel the start, which I don't think that's a no-brainer.
Thanks for the call, David.
Were you guys surprised that Aloy wasn't in the lineup?
No, because they said that his foot's not right. Like, okay, he wasn't ready.
He was available to pinch hit, but yeah.
Will he DH when he is ready? And then will you continue to do the outfield like you've done here? Because what Grandal was the DH tonight.
Yeah,
today.
So are you then not playing McCann? I want McCann in the lineup.
I don't disagree with you. I don't know. It's going to be interesting, though, because you want Aloy's bat if he can hit, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
What a fun problem to have. Too many bats, we can't figure out who to DH.
Yeah.
Well. And like, for you, Eric, and for what Bleck just said, like, this is, what, 12 years in the making? This is their first playoff win since they beat Tampa. I think they won one game in that series.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
In 2008, they haven't won a series since 2005. And, like, again, for the 3 years of the rebuild, 3 or 4 years, the great start this year, the bad finish, like, this is a day, like, you definitely want to get the second one. But this is a huge day to go out and win your first postseason game in years.
Sylvie, that game was game four of the 2008 ALDS against Tampa, October 6, 08.
They were overmatched in that series, too. Yes.
Yeah. And I know McCann went 0 for 4 today with 3 strikeouts, but I feel... Throughout the season, the Sox lineup has been more powerful with McCann in there and not on the bench.
It was also nice to see Robert out there making plays in the field. Listen, he had a hit today.
Too, right?
He had a hit, but you know, he still may be in a funk at the dish. But I think he was, you know, by the nerdy stats you were talking about, Chris, wasn't he the best center fielder in all of Major League Baseball in the 2020 season?
Defensive runs saved?
Yeah, I heard that or saw that somewhere, and it was good to see. Like, he's got more range than probably anyone I've seen in a couple of decades in center. He just gets to everything. But if he's not locked in at the plate, boy, he can be such an asset in center field for you defensively. So, at the very least, I thought there were a lot of good signs, and that was one of them as well. To see him get a hit and also play very good defense, thought that was another positive for this team today.
Mike, on the north side, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mike?
What's up, boys? I'm amped up. Sox got to win. Let's go. The leaders on the team set the tone. Abreu, Timmy, they got the job done, and I'm jacked up.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Boom.
Jacked.
Take that.
Let's go.
He's right, too. I mean, Tim Anderson, the last 2 years with what he's done, 3 hits today. Abreu, look, I've got to apologize to Sox management. I always thought that this overhype of him being a leader it wouldn't translate. Like, the guy's a stud. The guy has been as studly this year as any year in the past, and to get him to sign for 3 years was the right move. So, kudos to Sox management.
Do you think Abreu is the MVP for the AL?
I mean, who's the guy in Cleveland? Is it Santana? Who's that that.
You mean Ramirez?
Ramirez,
who was fantastic.
Ramirez, who had the late kick.
He had 17 home runs. He had the 46 RBI. His slash line was .292, .386, .607.
And does Anderson and Abreu split like the Sox vote? You know what I mean?
Is there a lot of national Sox vote out there?
I don't know. You're right about that.
Let's go to Gideon in Buffalo Grove. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Gideon?
Hey, guys. So I think Ricky made the right decision to leave Giolito in. Giolito's the ace of this staff, and him going into the seventh inning, I think, with the no-hitter, like, you have to trust him to continue pitching through things, and you have to rely on him because you're going to have to rely on him in the future in the postseason. You're not going to want to go to the bullpen quickly when he might struggle a little in the sixth. He can still pitch through things, I think. You have to trust him. That's my main point. And then I was thrilled that Engel got a hit. Engel's proving that he can be that fourth outfielder, or honestly that third outfielder right now with Eloy down. I'm just happy that we have Engel hitting and thrilled that we have Luis Robert playing well defensively, even if his bat isn't performing well.
Thanks, Gideon. How's the motorcycle? Good?
It's good. I dropped it off for service, and I have to figure out a time to pick it up, and that's kind of a struggle.
Well,
you got to pick
it up before tomorrow so you can have a celebratory ride.
Yeah, get on that hog.
Do you have a chopper, or do you got like a dirt bike?
Chopper. Exactly.
What do you got? You got a chopper, right?
You got a chopper, right? Big dog.
Big hog, is that what it is?
With the handles way above your head.
Yeah, it's a
big dog. It's called a hog. It's not a dog. It's a hog. It's not a dog.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's a big dog. I didn't mean, like, hog. Like, I know what it's called.
Big dog hog.
One of these. Hands above your head.
Gideon doesn't strike me as a Harley guy. That surprised me.
See?
No, I am. I am a Harley rider.
All right, Gideon. We'll talk to you later.
You got to have a pretty good wingspan to be able to handle a hog like that, don't you?
See, guys, that's why I had to bring that up, because I didn't know if you knew that Gideon's out there riding around on his hog.
That's how well we know our listeners, Black, is. We know that John in Rolling Meadows has moved to Evanston. We know that Gideon is riding the big hog.
Yeah, right.
And this is how we connect.
Yeah, of course he is. Of course he is.
Okay.
Yeah, just making
sure.
He told us he had the little side bucket, right?
Yeah, for his lady.
Yeah.
He's got the lady in the sidecar. So I think she might have one of her own, too.
Yeah.
They can go riding together.
I think that's
great.
I see Gideon in the sidecar.
You guys want to keep taking White Sox phone calls?
Absolutely.
All right, we have a lot of phone calls. We're talking Sox baseball. They win 4-1 today. Can they advance tomorrow? They're up 1-0 in the AL wild card. Tomorrow is game 2. Your thoughts on the Sox coming up next.
The Baseball Show with Black and Abdallah. Weeknights at 6 on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Column A looking in at McCann. Nods yes. Olsen waits. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out, and that's the ball game. The White Sox take game 1 thanks to a brilliant performance by Lucas Giolito. Well, homers and Lucas Giolito, that was the recipe for success today.
This is fun. Playoff baseball here in the city of Chicago. It's the Baseball Show. We're on early today, but we are joined by Waddle and Sylvie. You always hear them 2-6 right here on ESPN 1000. It's Black, it's Abdallah, it's Waddle, it's Sylvie. We're all talking baseball with you at 312-332-3776. Let's go to George in Old Town. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, George?
I agree with you, Ricky. Screwed up on the pitching and the final games, but it's kind of like a blessing in disguise because they're out there playing summer ball. I was just out in San Ramon open area a week ago for a wedding. It's so beautiful out there. Those guys are heating up their bats, and it's going to play right into our hands. Bet Chicago White Sox, bet the Bears, and bet the Cubs.
Thank you, George. Appreciate the phone call.
Tim Anderson said, I guess, before the game, too, that they did enjoy the warmer weather. You know, it's so cold and windy here, and they were throwing around the football nice and loose before the game. So maybe this is what this team needed. You still got to win one more to move on, though.
Speaking of betting, the White Sox, if you jump on it now, you can get them as a dog.
Tomorrow?
They're plus 112 right now against
with Dallas Keuchel
for the A's.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Bassett.
He's been good, too. But that's a good tip right there, Abdallah.
It's the name of a dog, Bassett. It's a hound.
Yes, it is.
It is a hound.
With a droopy face.
He's a dog on the mound, too.
Tom and Oak Lawn, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up,
Tom? That's why you guys called me, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, guys? Happy Victory Tuesday.
Yeah, Tom.
Great strategy, too. Have great starting pitching and score enough runs where then your manager doesn't have to make any decisions on your bullpen. So if we could just do that tomorrow with Keuchel, have him, you know, he's the veteran that they brought him in for, the one that has the postseason experience and such. If we could just get a great start out of him, get enough for four or five runs like today, and just move on to that bubble, and then wait, and then restart the rotation, and have Giolito start up again. And then, like I said on Twitter, Sylvie, you cannot make fun of Black and Abdallah because they defended you and your Cub fandom on Tim on the South Side on the, previous night on the baseball show. So
thank you, Tom.
So kudos to them. Yes,
I don't make fun of Black and
Abdallah. Props to you guys.
No, they always have my back. What did Tim say about me now recently?
So last night he calls into the baseball show.
Yeah.
You know, and he's going on and on and on about all his nonsense, right?
Just yelling
at us.
He doesn't know that the Sox had more wins than the Cubs. He doesn't know anything about it.
And then he starts going after all of us at the station, saying that there are no true Cubs fans. He's pointing out Kaplan. He's pointing out Kaplan, and he's going after Kaplan, right?
He mentioned Kaplan once or twice.
And then he points out that Silverman, he's not a true Cub fan either. And we went after Tim.
I said false.
Thank you, guys.
I said that is false. Sylvie's got spunk.
He's got spunk. He's got tons of spunk.
That
and
was the
we
hashtag going
him.
Out there. It was Spunky Silverman was the hashtag going around last night. I don't know. We didn't get it trending, but we tried.
Yeah, two people tweeted it.
Yes.
And Tom was one of them, and Tom was supporting.
Is that one of the traits that's necessary to be a Cubs fan is you got to have spunk?
Well, the point is that
you got to pop your collar, too, when you go to the games.
He doesn't know that Sylvie goes out and if he had a doc, he would go out on the end of his dock and stare into the abyss after the Cubs lose game 5 of a 162 game season.
Yes.
So his collar would be popped and his, you know, his convertible Jag would have been parked at, you know, out front.
Maybe.
His convertible Jag.
I'll never go half jersey, you know, like Cap is wearing a damn
for unity. Right. Unity.
Yeah. And shout out to him. I think they're through 19 miles.
It's going to be a late night.
That's another 10 miles.
It's going
to
be a late, night.
Well, great. Bernie's Book Bank. I think I'm going to try and take Mason out to the finish line and see him.
Can he stay up that late?
Wait, I was going to say, what's his bedtime?
Because it's
like 9 o'clock is the estimated time of arrival.
We're actually scheduled to speak to Cap at 6:15, so we will get a
10 minutes behind. He said
only 10 minutes.
Said they just stopped by Tom Ricketts' house.
Oh.
Did they ask for money?
I don't. There's no money here. It's like going to a trick-or-treater's house.
Do you have to use
Halloween?
A bathroom or something?
I'm not participating this year.
Tom, can I use a bathroom? I've been walking home. Tom.
Give him one of those toothbrushes that the dentist gives you.
But really quick on Tim, like there's some Cubs fans who, like, if you just say good luck to the Sox and respect what the Sox are doing, or vice versa, that if you're a Sox fan and you don't hate the Cubs, there are members of your own fan base that still go after you, and I've got no time for those people.
I'm with you, Sylvie. Let's go to Rory in Cal City. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Rory?
Not much, guys. What's going on? You guys actually kind of stole my thunder right there. I was going to say, please, for the love of God, do not put Southside Tim on. And I know he's probably sitting on hold right now.
He doesn't call when the Sox win. So
yeah,
exactly. I don't think he exists when the Sox win, to be totally honest. But I just wanted to say, Luis Robert is a stud in center field, and I think he helped out Lucas Giolito a lot more than Sox fans realize today. And I just can't wait to see this kid in the future, man. He's just going to be great. You guys have a good one, and so be strong, baby.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rory.
He makes a lot of plays look very routine. Like, a lot of plays that it would take other center fielders a hell of a lot more effort to get to some of the balls that are hitting to the gaps. He makes it look so routine.
Smooth.
Yeah.
And he's eventually going to figure it out with his swing. Is it going to be in this postseason or next year? But he's going to be better off for this, I believe, in the long run.
He did get the hit, but he still looks he still looks kind of bad at the dish
he's
right
fighting
now, doesn't
it.
He?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tom in Wakanda, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's going on, Waddle and Sylvie? Been a while, boys.
What's up, Tom?
Hey, big
say hi to
win
Chris
today.
And Adam.
And you know what? The guy, I don't know who it was, he's on there doubting Jose Abreu from the beginning of the year. What were you thinking, Bub?
Well, that was me. That's
come
Sylvie.
On, Bub.
Yeah.
Come on, Bub.
Here's what I thought. Timmy, who is this again? Tom?
Tom.
This is Tom.
Tom in Wakanda.
Tom, this is what
Tom
I thought.
Wakanda,
and I'm Tom in Wakanda. I know you have more to say. I just thought with Vaughn coming and the plethora of DHs you have on this team, I thought maybe a one-year deal was going to be enough. But he's had his best year, and again, so far so good. So go ahead. I'm sorry to cut you off.
You know what? I understand that Vaughn is, in the future is going to be a huge bat for us. He's just a great hitter. But you know, Jose, I mean, he hit 41 bombs in his rookie season. I mean, you know, he's been doing it for a while now. But you know, I think the biggest part is finally getting Mraz out of the lineup, and we need McCann in the lineup. I agree with you there.
Thanks, Tom.
And hey, Keuchel going game two. I'm taking that bet, baby. Thanks for telling me he's a dog. Let's go.
Get that plus 112 money line.
Let's move on to the next round. How about that? Ed on the south side, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Ed?
How's everybody doing? It's a good day on the south side, Chicago, for Sox fans. Let me address one thing real quick. First of all, between Kaplan and Silverman, there's no bigger Cup fan. You guys are just objective and tell the truth from time to time. You're not always on Wish Mountain. You're objective. I'm the same way about my White Sox because I love them more than I love my three daughters.
Whoa,
it's a different kind of love.
All right, come on now.
It's a different kind of love, though. The Sox has been with me my entire life. My daughters are new. I'm still getting to know them.
Yeah, we don't know what kind of daughters they are.
Yeah,
if they're babies, you don't know. Listen, they might turn out, hopefully they don't, but they might turn out bad. I mean, you never know. I mean, yeah.
Believe me, my daughters know. But anyway, I got daddy's girl. Don't worry about it. But addressing who gets the ball on the third day, Dylan Cease does not.
No,
you got to give it to Dunning because he's got confidence. He beats up the strike zone. Dylan Cease shows no emotion, no matter how hard they hit him, no matter how many people he walks. He just hasn't figured it out yet. He needs some fire. Something's going to have to happen, but. The biggest thing I'm glad about the White Sox is that Edwin Encarnacion is not on the playoff roster, thank God, because I don't need anybody batting 130, no matter how great you were, because this is now. And Abreu's hands down MVP. And I mean, Lucas Giolito, one thing about him, he was dealing today, but see, he's figuring it out because he knows that there are seven guys behind him that want to get out just as badly as he does, and he gives them a chance because he realizes he can't strike everybody out. And this is when pitchers turn that corner. This is when they turn that corner. And that's all I got to say. And thank you, guys. I appreciate you taking my call. Have a great day.
Ed, go Sox.
Ed, that was my favorite call in a long time. Ed says he loves the White Sox more than his own daughters.
Yes. At first, I thought he was going to go after you, Sylvie,
me too.
And then it turned.
Whenever someone goes, usually when they use my full last name, when it's Silverman versus Sylvie, it's usually going to be something derogatory.
Listen, Sylvie's strong, but listen, your Cubs takes and your stay out of Abreu's business, okay? But Sylvie's strong, though, 100%.
Yes.
He loves the Sox more than his daughters.
I'm objective. That's true. That's what I look. I get pissed at my team. Waddle gets pissed at his team.
That's the point of being a fan.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the point of being a fan.
All right. More calls coming up next.
This is the Baseball Show.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Struck him out. He strikes out the side. And how about Lucas Giolito? Six perfect innings so far in Oakland.
You heard the White Sox win today on ESPN 1000, 4-1. 1-0 in the series on the A's.
Let's go.
Waddle and Sylvie are here.
Let's go.
Twitchers, too. ESPN 1000 Chicago, they're watching the show as well. Abdallah, is there anything in the Twitch chat that we need to know right now?
The Twitch chat is popping right now. Everybody's giving a lot of White Sox love. They're talking about Renteria's moves, who they want to pitch the third game if possible. Nobody wants to see.
Are they talking about Chris's club shirt?
No. Did you guys know I was hosting with one of the chain smokers today?
I was going to say, man, awesome. Chris looks like he's going clubbing.
You should see the holes in his jeans, too.
Don't take that as a shot. I'm being complimentary.
It's got little flowers on it. Show the people the full drip. Give people a little spin.
Is that your playoff wardrobe? I mean, like, what is this due to?
I thought it would be little White Sox logos, but it's just little flowers. No. It's just little flowers.
You guys want to know the honest story?
Yes. I know the story, so please tell it.
You'll tell it. It'll be a funnier story.
Please tell it. Oh, yeah. Listen, your wife bought you a whole new wardrobe.
Yeah,
this is new black.
She got tired? She got tired of watching you walk around in the same clothing?
Basically.
Chris, that's my life. Every time my wife goes out and buys something for herself, it's three things for me. She's sick of me wearing 10-year-old clothes.
But I can tell you this. This is what you got to look forward to. It reverses once you get to my age. Because at that point, she
throws
give
stuff
a
away.
Rat's ass about it. And you could be wearing, a t-shirt and a pair of cut-off shorts every day.
See, when my wife buys stuff for me, I don't like it because her taste is way too expensive. And I'm like, just give me the Old Navy joggers. I don't need the Lululemon. I don't need the $120 joggers. Give me the $40 joggers.
Just give me another black hoodie, please.
Yes, exactly.
So that's the wardrobe. That's it.
You look good, Chris.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate
brought
it.
A White Sox win. You got to wear that now tomorrow.
What am I just sitting here?
Yeah, you're just sitting there.
Am I just sitting here?
Listen, Adam, you're a handsome young man, but you're not as well dressed today as Chris.
I wore black. Good guys wear black, right?
That's fact. You were the A's. Chris is the White Sox today.
Take that. Wow. 1-0.
I'm not. We're in a pandemic. I'm not trying to stunt, okay?
Listen, you just sat there and said, what about me? And I'm just telling you, Chris brought it today. You didn't, which
take
is
that.
Fine. You can reverse that
You're
tomorrow.
Like Fred Flintstone. It's like the same thing every day.
Yeah, I wear a lot of hoodies. I'm comfortable.
Nothing wrong with
it. I ate ramen for a lot of years to not have to wear a suit to work every day.
But no compliments for that, though,
That's
either.
Fine. I understand.
I haven't showered in 2 days. I don't care.
Abdallah, try it tomorrow.
I
Bring
will.
Your best tomorrow.
I'll wear it. Listen, I'll wear some Fire J's tomorrow.
David,
I went from Friday morning through this morning without showering.
Wow, that's a streak.
Yeah, it was a streak. Quite the streak.
Well, when it's colder outside, you don't have to. Yeah, you don't have to.
Were you camping? He was glamping. He wasn't camping. He was glamping.
Dave on the north side, when was the last time you showered?
I showered this morning, guys.
Nice.
Good job.
All right, hey, thanks a lot for taking my call. Great show, guys, as always. Hey, I just wanted to mention, I was reading the MLB.com, predictions, and almost all of these so-called experts are counting the Sox and the Cubs out. I feel like that's bulletin board material. I love it when there's bulletin board material, and I think the Sox and the Cubs are both playing loose, and I think they're going to have a chip on their shoulder, and I'm excited. Let's go.
Let me ask you guys this.
I can say this. It seems like the guys on the north side are letting Twitter criticism be there.
I think if the Cubs tried to swing at a bulletin board with a bat, they'd miss at this point.
Wow.
So
now with Two Chainz Bryant, though.
Two Chainz Bryant.
I hope he continues. Look, he did show me that I just wanted to make sure he wasn't going to be hurt. Bringing him back actually helped this weekend. Now, don't at me every time he gets a hit. I expect hits and home runs from Chris Bryant.
No, I
That's
say
been
at
the
him
criticism.
After, after every hit at him, please, everybody.
By the way, the White Sox have Crotchet as a really great weapon now in the postseason. I ask you guys this. Do the Cubs now have a big weapon out of the pen in Kimbrel?
He hasn't given up a run in the month of September.
Yeah,
he's been pretty good.
His velocity's gone up. Like, could this be actually now one of their big weapons?
Do you trust putting him out there? with the game on the line?
To some of the other guys, do I want Tapera or do I want a guy who's been there and maybe has found it finally?
You know what, Adam? To answer your question, I'd run him out there in a high leverage situation because, look, what else? What is your other option
That's
at this point?
Yes.
This is what you're paying him, $18 million. He's finally starting to look like the guy that you were hoping you were going to get all along. If it doesn't happen, obviously that won't be good. But if you got into a high-leverage situation tomorrow in Game 1 against the Marlins, I'd give the ball to Kimbrel. I just would.
Oof. Sylvie, before the game tomorrow, what do you expect from you, Darvish? I mean, from Kyle Hendricks tomorrow.
Yeah. I liked that they did that. Kyle Hendricks has pitched some of the biggest games in Cubs history. Game 6 won the pennant for them in 16. He pitched Game 7 of the World Series. He was their opening day starter this year. I like it, and then you can kind of settle in. I expect big things from Kyle Hendricks. He thrives at home.
He doesn't give a dump. Yeah, either. So.
Just like Chris Bryant, right?
Yeah, right.
He doesn't
Nobody
give a
on
crap.
The north side gives a. You
yeah,
know what
right,
I'm saying.
Right.
So, we're going to air the Cubs game tomorrow, and then we're going to be on live after the Cubs game, and we'll continue to talk about what the Cubs did and continue to inform you of what the White Sox are doing all during tomorrow's show.
Hey, guys, what do you have on the baseball show the rest of the night?
All right,
baseball.
We will continue to break down the White Sox winner, Tommy. We will continue to talk to our fans on the phone lines at 312-332-3776. And in 15 minutes, we will check in with David Kaplan to find out how he's doing on his walk.
Yes. Congrats, Sox fans, on Game 1. Go get Game 2 tomorrow.
Absolutely, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow after the Cubs game.
Nice shirt, Chris.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Not you, Abdallah.
That's mean.
All right, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye. Black and Abdallah with the Baseball Show. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The Baseball Show with Black and Abdallah. On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.